Good morning. How are you two? Had about 12 kids at the first service. Where were you? You were at home sleeping. Why am I not surprised? So, this is Good Shepherd Sunday. Did you know that? Well, you do now. It's Good Shepherd Sunday. And so, this is the test. Jesus, in the text for today, Jesus is...
Tired of telling you. It's obvious because he has to repeat it twice. That's like when your teacher tells you, I've been repeating this 6 times in a row already. And then she sends someone like to the refocuser or something. I don't know. Maybe that's...
It seems to me you have personal experience with this.
No, I just hear it a lot.
Oh, it just happened to somebody else. You're right. Jesus is probably tired. But Jesus says, I am the...
Tired person.
Shepherd?
Tired shepherd.
Wrong. Jesus is the...
Gate.
He's the gate. The very first thing Jesus says is, I am the gate for who?
Everybody?
For the sheep.
For the sheep, kind of, but who has to go through the gate first?
The
good shepherd. Jesus is the gate for the good shepherd. So, when I had all the kids here this morning, they were the sheep.
Bah.
Exactly. Except that they were Lutheran sheep.
Bah.
So they went, bah.
Bah.
Bah. And so then I said, okay, well, be louder. And they were, bah. But they were in harmony. And they did it all together.
Bah.
But is that how sheep are?
No. They're very loud and they scream in your ears because nobody else wants to tell them. Because they're like, quit cutting my skin.
What?
I don't know.
That's a little bit later. What does sheep sound like? They're noisy. They don't actually smell very good either. But Jesus says, I'm the gate for the shepherd. Because what happens to sheep if they don't have a shepherd?
They are going to get eaten by the wolves.
They go, that's really important. They go wherever they want and they tend to get eaten by the wolves. So Jesus says, I am the gate that lets the good shepherds in so that you can be good sheep, not really good sheep, but really not so that you can be great sheep, but so that you can have abundant life. That's what really is at stake. Jesus says, I am the gate and I am the good shepherd, not so that you can make sure that you follow all the rules, which I happen to know only one of the two of you does, so that you can follow everything that everybody says in church, it doesn't matter, but so that you can have life, so you can have abundant life. So that's why Jesus is the gate. He makes sure that there is the good shepherd and that the sheep can have life itself. And so he's not only just the good shepherd, he's the gate that lets him in. And we are, as the whole world is, God's sheep needing to be fed and cared for and loved. And that's not a bad thing. So Jesus is the gate today. So heads up for the second part of it, because I have some stuff for you there too. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you are the gate that calls us again and lets us through to remind us of your love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, go back to your place.